Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 11th of November. And coming up, we've got a story from John Gatt. He's from Canine Services on the Central Coast.
I know.
Oh, when animals attack.
And a guy from Canine Services, you would expect, would have a dog story.
But he doesn't.
No.
But he doesn't. Hey, it's a really special day today. It is Remembrance Day. And we've got Wendell Saylor coming up very soon because he's ambassador for Swiss 8, which is the veteran-led mental health charity.
Yeah.
And they've got that barbecue to remember.
Indeed. Barbies with mates. And we're also speaking with New South Wales RSL President Ray James.
It is Remembrance Day, Rob, and this year will mark 100 years since the RSL started selling poppies to raise funds to support veterans and their families.
How about 100
years. And New South Wales RSL president is Ray James. He joins us for Remembrance Day. Good morning, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Not too bad. Special day today, mate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're revving up now and getting ready for to commemorate one of our most important commemorative events of the year, along with Anzac Day, obviously, but Remembrance Day is very special in the calendar of the RSL movement.
Yeah. So many Australians still, I guess, never came back from those fields in Europe.
Well, that's it. Look, we remember those who are no longer with us. Remember those who did come back and are still suffering today too. And obviously the family members. I mean, I don't think there would be anyone in Australia or any Australian that's not touched in some way of a family member or a friend who put on the uniform and paid the ultimate sacrifice or still serving or still suffering today.
And, Ray, as I said at the start, 100 years since the RSL started selling poppies to raise fund. Great initiative, mate.
It is, and it started, as we know, with our forefathers from the Great War, World War One, which was to be the war to end all wars. But and we've continued the legacy of our forefathers for over 100 years. And today, Remembrance Day is about raising money and raising awareness of what our men and women have done over the centuries.
They've done so much. They've sacrificed so much, and they still sacrifice now. And as you mentioned, we've got to be aware that there's a mental challenge for a lot of our soldiers who come back from these situations.
Very much so. And look, remembering also that we've got a Royal Commission now into veteran suicide, and that's happening as we speak. And so that's fresh in the mind of everybody. And as a couple of months ago, our troops pulled out of Afghanistan after a long commitment there over two decades. So everything's raw at the moment, and remembering everything on Remembrance Day is a part of the healing.
Yeah, and today we pay respect and remember the official New South Wales service is going to take place at Cenotaph. That's in Martin Place at about 10:30 this morning. But there's a lot of Central Coast services as well, Ray.
There is, and look, with our sub-branches around the state in our rural areas, in our villages and towns and rural cities are all commemorating Remembrance Day on the 11th of today and at 11 a.m. And look, the Central Coast at Woi Woi, Gosford, Edelong, Edelong Beach, The Entrance, Tookley, Arimba, Lissaro, Wyong, just to name a few, are conducting Remembrance Day services in their local areas.
Yeah, so 11 o'clock this morning, we pay respect for a minute on the 11th of the 11th.
Exactly. I just ask people if they can't attend or if they're at work or whatever to take a time out at 11 a.m. just to for a moment and think about all the people that have passed on now, but served their country well and put on the uniform. And I just ask people to pay their respects by remembering everybody at 11 a.m.
That's it. And have a chat to your children about it, because this is something that has to live on.
It does have to live on, and it does. And our sub-branches and our members throughout the state and throughout Australia, for that fact, do help the children at school, They get involved in the schools. Schools generally have commemorative services prior the 11th of November, but that helps the school children understand and carry on the legacy of our Anzacs of over a century ago.
Yeah. Yeah, our former and current soldiers have made this country such a great place to live, Ray.
Very much so, and it's not hard to wait to just remember, pause for a moment on Remembrance Day and remember those the people who made the sacrifices.
Yeah. RSL New South Wales President Ray James, thanks for joining us on Remembrance Day, Ray.
Great to chat, Ray.
I do too. And just don't forget, everybody out there, you can go online, www.rslnewsouthwales.org.au. You can purchase a virtual poppy. But look, our people are out and about throughout the state selling poppies on Poppy Day to raise money and awareness. And that's the business. See, yeah, we raise money, but it's about awareness. So
yeah,
I'd encourage everyone to do that today.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Bye.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yes. A 60-year-old Australian man escaped the jaws of a large crocodile by stabbing it repeatedly in the head with his pocket knife as it dragged him into the river.
Oh, you greatest.
Holy jeez.
No.
Wildlife officers said the man was lucky to be alive after the terrifying attack at a remote riverbank in Australia's far northern Cape York Peninsula. That's a close shave.
The crocodile's thinking, here I am just taking a snack off the bank and I'm getting stabbed in the head with a little pocket knife. What did I do wrong?
There should be some organisation that crocodile should be able to go to, shouldn't it?
Oh, that's right. But don't tempt it.
Have you been attacked by animals? We brought our producer in, Miss Kay, in this morning. Morning, Miss Kay.
Good morning, boys.
Okay, have you been attacked by an animal?
Yes, I was down at Adcock Park just working out, doing some crunches, lying on the ground, and I was attacked by some ducks.
There you go.
No, they actually came up, like, almost tried to untie my shoelace, were, like, you know, picking at my feet and my legs.
Yeah.
And my PT came and, like, shooed them away. And now whenever I can't work out down at Adcock Park anymore unless there's someone, like, standing around me to, like, chase them off.
Obviously in the way, weren't you?
A little bit.
For fear of ducks. Oh, one of the ducks could have had a bubby.
Well, a duck's got to get to where a duck's got to get.
That's exactly right. What about you, Robert? Attacked by an animal? Thank you,
I jumped on a mate's computer. I said, can I borrow your laptop? Yeah. And he goes, yeah, sure. And so I went to check an email on my mate's laptop, and then his cat jumped onto the keyboard as I was using the laptop and bit me on the hand for no reason. And I just...
Deserved
that was
probably.
It. I've hated that cat ever since.
Yeah, that same with my dumbass brother. He left the back door open back home, and a wild cat came in. I mean, they're vicious. Those wild ones are really, really wild.
I've never seen a wild cat.
You've never seen a wild cat?
Well, I mean, the half of them look wild when they get out and they got a collar on, but they're out, you know.
Mate, it had me up on a freezer.
Wildlife.
Had me up on a freezer with a pool cue, and I was about 14 or 15.
Had you up against the freezer.
Seriously.
Hold still. Slap.
But, you know, when animals attack. G'day, Merv. How are you, mate?
G'day, Merv.
How you doing, mate? Merv from Budgie. I got bit by a dog once doing door-to-door sales for my grandfather's business.
Oh, really?
And, what happened? Oh, mate, I went to knock on the doors down in Mossman, and they said, beware the dog on the gate.
Oh, every second house has that sign.
Yeah, well, my grandfather always said, that's just a deterrent. Don't listen to it. It's nothing.
That's right.
I went in there, this little dog's come out and sniffing me on the back of the leg, on the back of the leg. I ended up kicking it, and the person behind the door just come out. It was the worst thing ever. They didn't even buy anything, though.
They didn't buy anything. They've come out and seen you kicking their dog.
Oh, no.
I wonder they didn't buy anything.
Jeez.
What was it, a chihuahua?
A little bigger than that, but not much.
So they can be vicious. Little dogs can be vicious. I know Bear and Taco, our dogs, they can be bloody wild. But
when they get old, they get cranky.
Oh, yeah, that's what Taco's going through at the moment. Timmy from Wyoming. G'day, Tim? Mate.
How are we, boys?
Yeah, good, buddy. What did you get attacked by, mate?
When I was a young fella, about 13, we used to go chasing rabbits, using ferrets. And one of the ferrets got a rabbit in the burrow, and we had to dig it out. And as we've dug it out, I've had to stick my hand up to grab the ferret. It's bit me on the hand, and I've still got the scars to prove it.
Oh, no.
And this was 40 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez. 40 years.
You
and
close.
I've never liked ferrets since.
That's right.
No, you go close to rabies. How does a ferret work when you're hunting rabbit in a hole? You just train them, or do they just go down naturally and
they
flush them out?
They go down naturally and flush them, and you've got nets over around the burrows. So when the rabbit comes racing out to get away from the ferret,
runs into
it runs into the net, and you catch your rabbit.
Bloody hell, you learn something new every day, Tim.
That is amazing. How do you get the ferret
every
back?
Every now and again, they catch the rabbit in the burrow, then you either got to dig them out or wait until they come here.
And so you put your hand in, and that's when the ferret attacked?
Yeah. So we've dug a fair way through, like down the burrow, and then we could see him, so put my hand in, and
bang.
Cock this, sunshine.
The ferret was eating, to be fair. I had a mate steal a pomboisette off my table once, and I stabbed him in the hand with a fork.
Pass up his food.
You might have got him in the coit as well. So.
I could have done too.
Okay, Timmy. All right,
I'd bite you as well.
Okay, Timmy. Thank you so much for
Thanks,
that, mate.
Tim. All right, boys, have a good day.
You too, Timmy. We've got Deb from Booking Bay.
Hey, Deb.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, what did you get when an animal's attacked? What did you get attacked by?
Stingray.
Oh, how'd you bloody get attacked by a stingray?
How does that happen?
I was up at Fingal Bay, which is up at Port Stephens, and me and my partner in the water. Anyhow, it's really clear and pretty shallow. And then I felt something bite me on the foot. I thought, shit, what was that? I thought it was a crab or whatever. Yeah. I'm calling out to my partner, something bit me really bad, and I put my foot up in the air and there's blood everywhere, and he goes, oh, you'll be right, it's just a crab or something. I said, it's going up my leg, it's like killing me, it's like it was like an electric pulse through my leg. Anyhow, I'm screaming. Anyhow, this other guy come running down. He said, it's a stingray, this place is known for them. I said, oh, great. So they literally had to carry me out of the water, the blood was oozing out, and it's just, it was the worst pain. It was like a Steve Irwin experience, except smaller. Whoa. Anyhow, and then...
Was your boyfriend still saying, harden up, at this point?
Yeah. Anyhow, there's a local hospital there. Anyhow, they had to take me to the hospital, and they use really hot water now for those things, and they had to stand me under the shower, and the bar was still in there, and they had to give me a local and all that and get the bar out. It was the worst pain ever.
So you stood on the bar?
No,
yeah,
no.
I stood on the bar.
You stood on it.
They hover on the stand, and I actually stood on one.
Yeah, that's right.
And so the bar went in under my foot.
You thought it bit you.
And it was just like, about 3 weeks. 3 weeks off work, I couldn't walk.
Wow.
Technically, it didn't attack you. You attacked it, and it just bit your back.
Yeah. That's what you get for standing on stingrays.
G'day, Johnny Gatt.
G'day, legends. How are you, boys?
Not too bad, man. Where are you? Are you bike riding, or what are you doing today?
Yeah, mate, I'm just going for a quick bike ride to Soldiers Beach before work, just to unwind a bit.
Oh, good work, mate.
Nice one. If anyone could relate to animals attacking, it'd be John Gadd of Canine Services, Central Coast.
Oh, yeah, mate, this time it's not a dog, right? What it was, Rob, I went for a dangerous, independent dangerous dog assessment with a dame at a client. Anyway, as I walked into the house, I hear this flapping coming on. There's a bloody budgie landed on my shoulder. So I've turned around to give it a kiss. The bloody thing latched onto my lips. Here I am running around screaming like a pork chop, tripping over furniture. Wouldn't they go? And the lady sitting behind me, mate, forget the Doberman assessment, dangerous dog assessment, let's look at this budgie. I'm not kidding, it ripped my lip in half.
Johnny, you've made us laugh today.
I can laugh about it now, but then, all I can see is this
yellow and green lump attached to your face.
It's like when a crab gets onto your thumb or one of your fingers, and the boxer just won't let go.
And here I am thinking, this cute little bug, you'll give it a kiss, and then it just latched on. I'll never get that one.
When budgies attack. Ah, oh, Johnny.
Toy, Johnny Gatt.
Thank you so much for that, mate.
No worries, boys. No worries. Have a good day. See ya. Bye.
See you, mate.
Hey, guys, you know what? It's always good to talk to you guys. And I've got to say, mate, I'm just one of probably a few ambassadors, but it's, you know what I love about, I suppose, what these guys have done? It's the servicemen and women who represent, you know, in our country, and obviously who go to war, but when they come back, you know, it's one of those things where, Robin, you'd understand this a bit more too, like you go to those sort of charity functions and stuff, and just we always do a lot of things in and around it, but I think there's Anzac Day and Remembrance Day. We all celebrate, you know, what they've done for us, but then, you know, I think the everlasting of what's happened with them, it just stays with them. So when they asked me to come on board, I've got mates who have gone to war. I had an uncle who went to Vietnam who was ever the same. This sounded like a fun campaign, but, you know, what the message is really good too. and our veteran men and women, they're getting the help and they're getting the support they need.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know anyone that does not take their hat off when it's talked about, when it's mentioned and it's brought up at, say, something like a barbecue, talk about how the sacrifice that these people have made for their country and for all of us. And it's so recognised and appreciated, Del. I think a barbie's a great initiative.
Well, it is, especially in the last, you think about it, the last 2 years, you know, we've been through bushfires into, obviously, you know, those storms and cyclones we had, but also, and then 2 years of COVID off and on, and people, we've missed each other, and you just miss having chats with family and friends, people stuck overseas. But, like, for me, this is so close to my heart because, you know, we all like, you know, around a barbie, have a beer, but, you know, it's about peeling those layers away and just saying, how are you? You know, what we can do, what can you do to help? And, mate, we've had some friends and family who have struggled, and we've all struggled at different stages. I know I have. And it's good to have that chat and that conversation now.
Yeah, and that's what a barbecue to remember, especially on Remembrance Day. It's an initiative encouraging Aussies to connect with their mates over a BBQ or anything. But the good thing too...
It's not just that. You can win big, Del.
Yeah. What's the go here, Del?
Mate, there's $180,000 worth of prizes. You know, there's motorbikes, obviously. There's trips and everything. And I think, you know, I think when I shot the campaign, I rocked up and there was like, you know, obviously, you know, the big tomahawk meat, bloke in the bar. There's so many things to be won here. So, you know, if you go to barbecueremember.com, I'm pretty sure you go online there, you can see all the prizes. So I know it's the world's biggest raffle. So when all these prizes kept coming, I was just going, how good is this? Who would want to win a prize? So, and it's one of those things where, you know, you just love it because I know what they're trying to do and I know the servicemen and women really appreciate it, and it has made a difference because, you know, speaking to the boys and that in and around it, Adrian and that, you can just tell there's been a change in government funding and what they're doing for our veterans, men and women.
$5 a ticket.
And to get your tickets, you just go online to, is it Swiss 8?
Yeah, go online, barbecueremember.com. That's where you'll go online. Just go there and you'll see it. And I think a lot of the boys have been posting. It's been Drew Mitchell from rugby, Isaac Heaney, Harry's from Bondi Rescue. Mate, it's funny. We did Channel 10 last week, and I just wanted to say, you know what, Harry's, mate, I'm not sure what you paid for those teeth, mate, but they're worth it because they're standing out a mile, you know.
Yeah. He's filling in for the mouth of the Sydney Lunar Park this weekend with those choppers. But
yeah, 100%. Mate. That's exactly what I was thinking when I was watching. I was going, I couldn't take my eyes off his teeth, mate. Yeah. But you know what? They're bigger than Willie Mason.
But, mate, and that's what it's about today. Listen, have a chat. Barbecue to remember. It is a real special day, Remembrance Day, and your chance to raise some good money too for those men and women who served us before and who will continue to serve us by fighting for this great country.
That's it. Good on you, Del. Really pleased to hear you behind this.
Thanks, guys. I'm looking forward to getting up to the Central Coast here and playing a little bit of golf and that too. So
I'm in your hip pocket, brother.
I'll see you there, mate. You're always life of the party, mate. I think you out energize me, mate. That's hard to do.
That is real tough to do.
You'll need your Peebo, and that's not for the Mozzies. That's just for to keep Rob away, Del. Fair dinkum.
I love you, mate. We'll always have good fun together, mate.
All right, mate.
Thanks, Del.
Bye, guys.
Why would I betray you?
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet.
The world is arming faster than we can respond. Where's 007?
I need a favor, brother. You're the only one I trust for this.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You were 00?
2 years.
Yes, the new James Bond movie is out today. Anyway, you better get this, mate. Triple M, hello.
Yes, good morning. It's the one acting general manager. I'm in the mirrored shower. Yeah, I'm lathering up.
Ooh.
And I've just seen myself. Oh, hello, gorgeous.
Yuck.
Again.
If I'm not Daniel Craig's doppelganger, then no one is.
Oh, please. Former AGM, good morning. And the new James Bond 007 movie is released today.
Oh, Robert, I know. I'm actually using the new Daniel Craig soap on a rope to lather up. Oh, look. Now, we know the new movie is No Time to Die.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what I'm saying to myself as I lather with the soap on a rope. Oh, God, hello, gorgeous.
So which cinemas are you heading to today, former AGM?
Well.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with James Bond movies,
yeah.
But I don't want to be seen as a stalker, you know what I mean? Just sitting in one cinema with a raincoat on.
Right.
So I'm off to Hoyts and Error, then to Event Cinemas Tuggerah, then going to Metro at Lake Haven, then down to Athlong at Cinema Paradiso, and if I've got any time left, Avoca Beach Theatre.
You must really love James Bond.
Oh, it's more so Daniel Craig.
Right.
Oh, what's happening?
Hang on. I just dropped the Daniel Craig soap on a rope. Oh, sorry, Daniel.
Yeah.
I just think I split his soap noggin.
Okay, now what's the plot with No Time
to Die? Well, James Bond is enjoying this tranquil life in Jamaica after leaving active service. Now, this piece is short-lived as his old CIA friend Felix shows up and asks for help. Now, this mission to rescue a kidnapped scientist turns out to be treacherous, leading Bond on a trail of a mysterious villain who's armed with a dangerous new technology. You don't have to go and see the movie now. I've just told you what it's about.
Right, you've got to ask yourself how many more James Bond movies they might make.
Well, I believe if 007 survives this movie, No Time to Die, if he wants a challenge, go star in Squid Game. That'll test him. Anyway, pray that I don't get any pressure sores on the bum today. And I've got to go. Bye. Hey, enjoy the movie.
Yeah, see you, mate. Yeah.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.